Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In John chapter 17, verse number 13, the Bible says, "And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Jesus, here in John chapter 17, I personally believe, is in the Garden of Gethsemane just before Calvary. I wouldn't argue with you over where he was, but we do know that this is something that he himself said. And he's been away from God the Father for the first time in eternity. He's been gone a long time, 33 years or so. And he's about to go to Calvary, the final lap of this plan. He knows what he must face. Jesus has not only come and almost completed the plan and payment for our sin and for the church, but he's also trained men, built a church to carry on the work. He knows that he faces false accusation and a false trial. He knows the beating and the pain that he must face. He knows the crown of thorns and the cross that he must bear. He even knows the loneliness that he will face because of all the people that he loves will forsake him. Calvary did not surprise Jesus. It was his plan. But let me say this. He didn't like what he faced. He had joy in what was going to be after it was all over. But he was not jumping up and down all happy about facing Calvary. As a matter of fact, while praying, he was in so much agony that he sweat great drops of blood. A lady who is going to have a baby knows what is ahead of her. All of the changes and the pain and the burdens that she must bear for 9 months. But then at the end, there's an excruciating amount of pain. But to her, it is worth it for the joy of having that child. Now, all of us want joy, but few of us want the joy that Jesus had. I want you to notice, Jesus didn't say that you might have joy. He said that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. You see, most of us just want joy, but we're not willing to get his joy. Joy is not some euphoric happiness that makes you feel warm and fuzzy. Happiness is based on happenings. Joy is what you are in spite of the happenings going on around you. Joy is the focus beyond the happenings. It is not the absence of negative happenings. As a matter of fact, there is no joy without negative happenings. So joy is a focus, not a feeling. How else could Jesus love people whom he knew would despise and reject and forsake him? How else could he have helped so many who only wanted their needs met and they didn't want a relationship with him? How else could Jesus keep on going knowing all the bad events he was facing? Because he had joy. His focus was not the events going on around him. His focus was doing the will of God and finishing the plan for God to be restored with man. The joy of Jesus was pleasing God. Let me say again, most people just want joy, but they don't want the joy of Jesus. They want to focus on what we want not the joy. Most people do not focus on pleasing God to have the actual joy of Jesus. This isn't joy like Jesus. Jesus said it was the actual joy. Joy is not a new car or a new house or a bigger bank account, a new dress or a new gun, a new phone or a new computer. These are things that we want, and these are happenings. Joy is not a family with no problems. You see, that's what you want for joy. Joy is focusing on what God wants in your life and looking beyond the happenings, no matter what happens. Let me give you a few thoughts very quickly. Number one, joy is a focus along a journey, not a party at the end of a destination. Hebrews 12:2 says, "Who, for the joy that was set before him, enduring the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Father." It's talking about Jesus. Who, for the joy that was set before him. The destination was not the joy Jesus had. You see, it was the focus to get to through the journey that was Jesus's joy. You see, he knew what was there. Not allowing the circumstances and the happenings to slow him or to stop him, that was the joy of the journey. You know, we need to learn to focus on God's will and not the opposition to it. Someone often will say to me, "Well, preacher, I'm going to do this as long as it all goes smoothly." Well, my friend, the will of God is never smooth. The will of God swings on the hinge of opposition. The devil is doing his dead level best to stop everything in the will of God. Jesus' joy was that he did not let opposition stop him. Herod trying to kill the children when he was born, government leaders that tried to stop him, religious leaders seeking to kill him, people whom he loved forsaking him, Peter, one of his dearest friends, denying him, Judas, one of his friends, betraying him, people not believing him, people taking advantage of his miracles and his goodness for themselves, the mistreatment and the abuse at trial, pain at Calvary, Thomas doubting him after the resurrection, Satan trying to tempt him, his loneliness and homelessness, his disciples believing bad doctrine when he walked on the water, people choosing a murderer to be freed over him, suffering the shame of nakedness and being mocked. You see, the joy of Jesus was his focus along the journey, not the party at the end of the destination. Number two, joy needs endurance to opposition or heartache, or it's not joy. Proverbs 30 verse 5 says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him." Jesus' life would not have had the impact it had without all of the opposition. Jesus did not seek opposition like a martyr, but he stayed focused when it came. Jesus wanted the people of God to look ahead to see the will of God. Number three, people who back off or let down during difficult happenings or circumstances usually lose their joy. Amos 6:1 says, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion." When David did not go to war, he fell into adultery with Bathsheba. He murdered Uriah and lied to God's man. Look what happened to Noah after the flood. He backed off. The greatest people in history are those that stayed focused on God's will, no matter what the heartache or opposition. So maybe we ought to realize that having the joy, the actual joy that Jesus had, means we're going to face opposition. Hey, let's have a great day today. Let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.